Hello, good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I've received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump. It's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to ask one question, the thing that's on your mind, the biggest thing on your mind. So the number that you could call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up those phone lines after the first break. Do you want to talk about some up-and-coming events? We have on the website free teleclasses that you can listen to, and we have been doing these over the whole year, and we're going to have another one, not this Tuesday, the following Tuesday, and this is from 8 to 9 p.m., and we are doing a 2 minutes. We're getting into being able to how to hold, consolidate your energy and be able to really clear your energy field to be able to be more grounded, more open, to have more balance in your life, more peace in your life, and be able to get through this time of great change. Many people are feeling the veil thinning. Many people have heard of the veil, and so that veil is separates us from feeling our God self or embodying our God self. So the class is going to really be about how to embody and see your higher self inside your physical vessel and from your embody that, be the angel having the human experiences, to really put it very simply, because many of us adopt that concept, hold it, it feels right, it sounds right, it really opens us up, our heart up, but this whole process right now and throughout the year 2012 is embodying that energy, literally bringing it down to your physical level and seeing through the eyes of the angel, and then all of your life will change, your whole perception will change. It cannot not, because everything, you look at it from the God's eyes is what I call it. And when we look through things with our God's eyes, our perception changes immensely. You become energetically much wider, much softer, much warmer. And that's the angel part of us, because that's the angel is warm-hearted, warm, or down-to-earth, happy, hearted. So, and especially during these times of change when we could be feeling very out in the cold or feeling a lot of fear right now, or a lot of things are energetically up in the air. We hear the economy, we hear the weather, all of it. It's leaving many people energetically tense. And so how can we go through this time of change with what I call with much more grace and ease instead of kicking and screaming? So that would be Tuesday coming up, not this Tuesday, the following Tuesday, and from 8 to 9. We're just trying to get down. I might have another date coming up, so it might be Tuesday, Wednesday. So it'll be up on the website within 2 days. We're also going to be starting the intuitive classes, and this is in person or by telephone, and it's going to be a 4-week class, and this is where we're going to address all different aspects of intuition. We're going to be having a Skype thing, so we could have those people that have Skype. You could have a webcam and see, be involved in the class that way. And I've done intuitive classes before, and this is going to be something different. Some of the tools are going to be the same, but the biggest thing with opening up your intuition is the practice, and I can't emphasize that. And to be able to be in a group where you feel safe, where you feel supported, and everyone's there with the same goal really helps people blow open their intuition and have that practice, and that space is very sacred. So we're going to be starting those, and it's, again, a 4-week course that you can sign up for it 1 week if that you want. We'll have on the website what's going to be the concentration, so how these classes go. They're for an hour and a half, and for the first 15, 20 minutes, I'll give you a tool, a technique that I've learned, that I've been, and my guides told me about. I'll give you the teachings. Then we get into the practice part, and I also like to emphasize I never put anybody on the spot. Sometimes I've had people come and they were just taking it in and they were just learning and listening. And so you don't have to think, I'm not going to go around and put anybody in a spot and say, here's the symbolic mic is on you when you got to read. But I do encourage people to practice, because that is, again, the biggest part of trusting our intuition, because many people get messages. Actually, we all get messages. And part of the thing about opening up your intuition is trusting those messages. It's getting this energetic static that's in our energy bodies out so we can hear, it's like a radio station, hear clear messages. I love doing these series. They are exciting to me. I think they're so empowering to people, because Again, intuition is not a special gift given by a special few. That is the furthest away thing from the truth. Everyone is intuitive. Everyone has their own portals of how they get the information. So the more you strengthen your portal, the more you tap into that muscle and start exercising it, the more you are tapping into your intuition. And with the veil becoming thinner, and with the earth changes that are happening right now, stepping into that natural state of being, the intuitive self, the sixth sense, is an extension of all the other five senses. It's an extension of seeing, hearing, sensing, and feeling. And so it's part of our evolutionary process right here. So a lot of people are starting to feel, see, hear, sense, and many people are getting a little shaky when all of a sudden I'm getting a lot of phone calls of people seeing spirit, people seeing stuff, feeling stuff, people having really lucid dreams, and all of that is a sign, again, of us lightening up that veil that has, again, kept us separated from our feeling the spirit and our angels, our guides, and our multidimensional self. So the key to feeling that multidimensional being, that angel having that human experience, is tapping into your own intuition. So those will be coming up in October on a Thursday night, and we're there on an hour and a half. And if you're not able to make one of the days, we do have MP3s of the class, so you'll be getting the knowledge. And I do give you homework, and I really leave it up to you. I don't go and check the next class to see who does it, because this is about empowerment and self-empowerment and you taking accountability and responsibility as far as how far you want to work the program. So, and that's the way it is. Some people I know that I've seen them kind of shrink energy when they've been here physical or on the phone. They kind of hide behind the other person because they think I'm reading their energy field and seeing if they've done the work, and I don't do that. To be honest, I can tell when people are doing it because it's obvious in your energy field because you're much more clearer. There's a lot less static, but there's no judgment there. Again, everyone has their own pace. Everyone does their own thing. So those are the intuitive development classes that are coming up in October. We also have a mentorship program coming up at the end of October, too. And you could join up either for 3 months or 6 months. And that's where the class is going to be running at the same time. People were confused if it's two different classes. It's not. You could either join for 3 months or 6 months. And this is where it's for 2 hours once a month, where we talk about different aspects of embodying and embracing the multidimensional self, or the being coming, literally the angel having the human experience. What does it mean to connect to our higher self? What is our higher self? What is our soul? Answering all those questions that a lot of people are starting to talk about at a different level. We're starting to really understand things that have been taught for us for eons, and now we're starting to have much more experiences, or people are starting to feel it or experience it a different way. So the mentorship class is also very exciting. I love doing those. So that's 2 hours, usually on a Sunday, but I'm going to take a poll about with the people that sign up if other days are better, easier for them, because I'm pretty flexible. So usually on a Sunday once a month, and we also talk throughout the month. So everyone is encouraged to talk with each other, email, and again, practice talking about their experience and getting that extra support. Because right now, more than ever, a lot of people are feeling very much energetically alone, even if they could be with a lot of people. They're still feeling alone. And part of that's the rebirthing process. And just as if you ever had a child, you could have a whole bunch of people around you, but you're birthing and you're giving and delivering that child. And so we are rebirthing ourselves, literally, energetically, and we're also rebirthing a new earth now, and we're becoming more part of the universal energy. We're recognizing that the universe that's all around us, we're part of this family, we're all connected and interconnected. And so there's a real reconnection, rebirthing kind of energy that's going to continue for the rest of our lives, to be honest. And especially with the energies of 2012 coming up, people are really feeling that strong push where you can think about that 2012, it's like the veil is almost clearly lifted up, so we can really start seeing, feeling, sensing what it means to be the angel having the human experience. So a lot of things, exciting things coming up. And so those tools that you get and start integrating into your life will absolutely change your life. They're literally exercises. And again, it's like a muscle. We take care to brush our teeth, to shower ourselves, to go to the gym, to watch our diet. And this is where we're taking care of the energy body, and everything is energy. Our physical body is a denser form of energy. So when we start really addressing and cleansing and clearing our energetic bodies that are all through us, around us, then we start feeling that interconnectedness much more, and then it allows us to have a life with much more grace and ease, as I say, or we could do the kicking and screaming, and it's really up to you. I recommend grace and ease, and we all could have what I call the human bad hair days, and then you, with these techniques, it allows you to get out of that bad hair day or bad hair week faster and easier. So those are techniques that are available for you. The classes that are free, that are still available, you could call in, and that's what's coming up. So I'm going to give you the number again before we go to the break, because we're opening up the phone lines. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Carol O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and I'll give out that number, One more time, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
All right. Of course, you can give it out more times throughout the show, not just that one time. So if you missed it, we'll give it out again in a little bit. But first, we'll take Christy. She's calling in from Kenmore, Washington. She's going through some back issues. We'll see if we can help her out. Christy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I'm wondering if my back is energetic or if it's a physical, because I do caregiving just 2 days a week, but she is heavy. So.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing, Christy, it's a little bit of both. And if I had to go on a scale, it's more 60% energetic, 40% physical. And especially going back to the second to third week of August, because I'm watching your right hip looks like it's very pointy energy that's 2 to 3 feet off of your out of alignment, and so that's going to throw your whole body out of alignment. And when I see something pointy, and you're literally kind of energetically carrying the person on your hip, so that shows me the caregiving part is when you're energetically not only physically taking care but also carrying the weight. But when I look at you and turn you side, get a side view of you, I see many people on their back. And so in also situations and scenarios, you're very empathic, Christy, and at this right now, and especially as people are recognizing their intuition gifts, that the veil is becoming thinner, they're starting to notice more and more of our connectedness and interconnectedness. And so empathic people just absorb like a psychic sponge other people's emotions and their energies and situations and scenarios. So you have a lot of things on your back that are going right up from your neck right down to your tailbone. So I would really encourage you to run a gold and white energy right up your spine and clear it out and see that gold going out of the spine and going around your throughout your physical body, then through the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, and consolidate your energy. Pull it into the 3 feet around you. When people are very empathic, we want to make sure that we have you're in a solid egg, and it's not closing down. It is actually making yourself more intuitive because you're just blocking out the static from the other people. And there's a real shift right now over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, next 3 months. And I'm seeing this as a real old thing for you, because I'm seeing you at 3 years old, that you already have the Florence Nightingale hat on. So that's my symbol of you come in here as that natural teacher, helper, healer, bridger. And now this is a time in particular, this month of September into getting into October, of you balancing and bringing in more energy for yourself, because you give out more energy on the right side than the left side, taking in the life force and the earth energy. So it's a great time to get life in balance, feng shui, clear things out, take time for yourself, do a bath, do a spa, to get your foot reflexology. Really work with reconnecting the right and left side of your body. Literally do infinity eights running through your physical body and then having it go off your body where you're like 1 inch off your body, 2 inches, 3 inches. And when you're doing that, you're literally helping the communication between the right side and left side of the body. But running energy up and down your spine and then expanding that throughout your physical vessel, then go 1 foot around, that's through the emotional body, the mental body, and spiritual body, would be a great technique for you. I also give out free techniques, so if you want those, email union1111@yahoo.com, and that's for everybody. And there's several other techniques that you could use. That will be really helpful for you. Think of empathic people. It's really important for you to do techniques like AM and PM, and through midday would be a good time too. 3 times a day, it'll really help you a lot. Okay.
Great, thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right.
And I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, we as well here at KKNW and the Carrie O'Connor Show wishes Christy a quick healing. And then Carrie, did you want to give out the phone number one more time for our listeners?
Absolutely. Okay. It's 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. The smooth sounds coming from Carrie. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Kathy now is calling in from Seattle. She's in a relationship, but questions are coming up. Should she stay on the course or jump ship? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Yes, I've been in this relationship for over 3 years, and we have separated, but it doesn't feel like it's over. And I don't know whether I should push for it in my own being for it to be over or to be patient and see if some transformation, or whether that would just be futile.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm seeing, Kathy, is that you guys are, like, energetically, when I put you guys looking at each other, there's a real, like, not seeing eye to eye. It looks like there's a foot separating your energetic bodies, and think of the eyes as the windows of the soul. I'm also watching all this, like, symbols of sailboats and cloudy waters and all that, and so that's a symbol of emotions, cloudy emotions, grief, old grief. And I'm also hearing that saying, someday my ship will come in. So think about, for you personally, it's a real time to hold back your energy, because when I look in your third chakra, it's all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. It looks like this great big umbilical cord is coming out and attaching to the relationship. You want to cut that umbilical cord off and really connect to, like, your the angel self, or the mother, father, God, whatever that means to you, and not have it, like, go out as the relationship feeds your third chakra. You want to feed your third chakra, because that's what we all want to do. And to be honest, we're all taught to have outside things define us and energetically feed us. As you do that, and you could literally even take your hand and, like, wipe in your third chakra right over your stomach, right underneath the chest, and throw it down to the ground, 45-degree right angle. There's, like, an extra pull on the earth that helps us clear off cords that aren't healthy for us, and then do infinity eights. Literally, to put your hand and do sideways eights, or visualize a fire, or literally be in front of a fire, either a candle, a fire, a chimera, and bring that fire into that third chakra. It's passion, and it's also going to burn out residual energy, residual cords that are locking both of you into the old pattern. Because if it's too, when you're saying this, you're feeling that it's not over. When people still have cords going back and forth, that's what can get very confusing, because energetically you're still communicating, whether you're physically talking or not, and people do it all the time. And so why we want to clear it out is that we don't want the old patterns and the residual patterns to come in if there could be something that, like, things can start anew, right? So, and I also see, as you step back, as you light your own fire, and that's also being passionate, lighting, really feeling, giving yourself over the next 3 days, over the next 3 weeks, and even into the next 3 months, be willing to have these written to 3 months, but the next 3 weeks in particular, all of a sudden I watch your eyes become crystal clear, and you start reviewing how the relationship, what the relationship is, and especially the last 3 months, in March in particular of this year, because I'm seeing a seesaw that's really off balance. It's, like, really up in the air, and it's leaving you up in the air, and I see your feet dangling. And so that is energetically an off-balance relationship. And so as you, over the next 3 weeks, I'm seeing that becoming real crystal clear for yourself. And also, you're writing a new script for yourself of what you want in a relationship. And what you're looking for is what I call the complement relationship, where we complement each other. And what we're collectively releasing and being invited to get rid of right now is old patterns of the you complete me relationship, where it's like we complete each other. And that's like part, like, where's my other half? Or I don't feel complete without the other person around. And those are programs that have been ingrained in all of us for eons and eons and eons. And now there's a new template and then grid literally coming down with that complement signature. And that's what you're looking for. And you know that it's out there. And we try to put these people into the complement relationships, and they are into the complete me ones. And so it's to get into that complement, you really have to have, like, a maturity where you feel complete and whole within yourself. And so that's what this whole invitation for all of us is, to feel whole and complete within ourselves. And then we start having different relationships. So give yourself over the next 3 weeks, because I see that all these measuring tapes over around you, and that's my symbol of throwing out the measuring tapes, are like what you are trying to measure up to in a relationship. And this goes back down to when you were little. And even measuring outside circumstances, like, things have to measure up. I have to have, or both of you have relationships, like, stretching yourself too far. Because I'm seeing you doing back bends into this relationship. So mm-hmm. This is where the back bend is, like, overextended, and it's even going into, like, I feel like my shoulders are starting to hurt me right now. And this is not my shoulders. This is your energy right now. So mm-hmm. giving yourself, again, over the next couple of weeks, will give yourself a real feel, clear feeling. And then you, I'm watching you just look at things and feeling like there is a sense of completion with it. All righty.
All right. Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Karen. You're welcome, and you have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in. Carrie, we only have about a minute and a half left before the break. How about some information about you before we take another caller?
Yeah. Information about me, for sure. These callers are great questions because they're starting off with the back issue. A lot of people are starting to feel energetically in their physical bodies what their energy bodies are doing. And so when we're carrying people in situations around, I literally see it as, imagine like a big old Santa Claus bag, carrying that big bag that Santa Claus carries. But it's not gifts that people are carrying. There's old situations and snares that weigh us down. And then the second call with Kathy, when the relationship part, we're starting to feel and sense these cords that go back and forth. And again, it's energetic communication that goes beyond the physical communication. So when we realize that we are continuously talking to each other, and because we're connected, then we are going to be able to say, this is not a healthy communication, and really decide to really clear ourselves and have cleaner, clearer communications and relationships across the board. And that's the invitation for all of us to, when we take more accountability and responsibility of how our energy flows, we become much more attuned with it, then we become aware of when anything is off balance. It's all about balance. Nature teaches us that balance is divine balance, and so we are collectively and individually being ushering in this new balancing, and it does all start with us. But as soon as you're tuned in with it, it will absolutely change your life, because you can feel yourself when you're starting to get off balance, and then you have the tools and techniques to how to get yourself back into balance. And then you have more flow in your life, which means more money, more opportunities, more happiness, more bliss, more peace, more sense of wholeness and holiness, because you feel connected. So it really is a The callers are really reflecting what people are feeling right now. So I believe we're going to be going to that break, and we're going to go back to those phone calls. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and we are open phone lines to the top of the hour. And, Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Sounds good, right? When you're connecting in, it sounded like you were hitting me up on the old CB radio there. There was a little bit of a static thing, because, like, Breaker 1-9er, we've got Carol O'Connor.
Oh, you know what? You heard my paper riff. I was
oh, is that what it was?
Wendy, yeah.
It was just kind of funny. Like, I could go in, like, Breaker 1-9er, we've got Carol O'Connor on the line there. Breaker 1-9er. Okay, I'll stop watching too many of those movies.
Funny.
Hey, you know, there were good times back in the day. All right,
absolutely.
Let's move right along. We now have Bryn calling in from Arlington, Massachusetts. He'd like to ask you a question, Carrie. So welcome to the show, Bryn.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. This is Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay. I wanted just to see what you see evolving in my energy body at this time.
Okay.
What's going on?
All right. When I look into your energy body, I see a lot of golds and pinks coming in on the right side, especially the 45-degree right, and that's that opening up to the celestial doorways, celestial heavens, so it's like access to the higher self, and I'm saying that in quotes. And then I do see right above your, looks like your right eye, it looks like a, and if I turn you sideways, an egg. And at first it looked like a little gray over it, and so I know that that's releasing because when I turn you sideways, it looks for, I'd say 4 to 6 inches above that right eye. It's like clearing off old things because I've seen tubes that go way down to the front of the root chakra. And I also see the root chakra, it's this pulsing energy. And when I go deep into it, it's like getting connected to the pulse, the rhythm of the our own rhythm, our own dance, and then there's a rhythm that goes to the universal rhythm, and the more we are in tune, the more we are in tune to the universal rhythm. It's like, think of Creator as a grand masterpiece. We're all a note, so the more we are clear in our note and literally move our body with that note, the more life is just so much more easier with you. So I'm seeing you developing that and, like, bringing that out. And so think of, like, kind of that gray as, like, releasing old, ancient grief things because it has a lot to do with grief and perception and how you perceive the things. And especially part of the egg thing is has to do with in this lifetime and others when things haven't gone the way they should. And I'm doing, again, air quotes with that. It's like when we do all the right things and then it seems like a timing thing. So there's a release with that energy. But with the gold pink, that's really important because that's that gold energy is really stabilizing. That's when I see, like, golden opportunities. That pink is really accepting that unconditional love kind of feeling. And I'm also seeing all these, like, crystalline domes behind you, which is a very significant symbol of mine. I've been watching, like, these crystal cities for years, and I'm seeing them more looking, appearing on the earth, and there's, like, bridges that are connecting all these domes or cities, which is just think of it as like us creating that heaven on earth right now. So that is standing behind you. So think of that reminds your cellular tissue of and body of many times that you felt very much at home on earth. And so it's allowing your root chakra to ground down into the earth differently, which is going to really affect your manifesting abilities because there's a part that was waiting for, like, cosmic timing and divine timing and for the earth to feel it's really safe for you to come out of, like, this symbolic closet in a way and really make moves and shifts and that kind of deal because I just saw you going out on a stage and open up your arms. It's good stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, maybe I'll take one of your courses again soon. I've been moving to a different place geographically, so it's been
very good. Very good. Yeah. Well, that's the dancing root chakra, so it makes sense that your root chakra is doing that rhythm dance. So that's very, very cool. And it has a reds and purples in it, so that's a good color when with your body because there's a rhythm there, there's a symmetry. So that's a good thing. So congratulations on your move.
Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Care.
You have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Brent, for calling in. And at least another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take now Raul. He's calling in from Seattle, and he's currently working part-time, Carrie, but he wants to know maybe if you see a next step for his career. So let's welcome to the show, Raul.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Raul. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm very excited to talk to you.
Very good.
You just mentioned something very interesting about manifesting abilities. I have never had a job that I felt that I've been excited about for more than 3-6 months. So what I'm saying is I've never really had a career. You know, I had a desk job for 5 years that I lost a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work as much as I can, trying to make up for maybe what I'm lacking on something that I really love to do. And I don't know. I've never known. So now I'm looking for a job, and I really don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Raul? What you have in your energy field is a lot of yellow and gold. And whenever I see that in people's energy fields, those and actually yellow, gold, and green, and if you were to say one color that's really big with you is yellow. And that yellow energy, and especially when it comes to career, people that have yellow can be anything from doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, accountant, artist, creator, writer, teacher. It's the biggest carpenter. It's like this yellow energy that has anything from clear cognitive, clear thinker, inventor, down to creative arts. And I've seen and I've talked to many people, I call them like the yellow-green guys, that can get very confused because there is so many arenas that they can different choices that your energy could go into. And what's another theme with your energy pattern is you described it perfectly when you said that you've been doing desk jobs, but you haven't found your passion because yellow people, imagine your energy as a hawk, and then imagine you getting shoved into a canary cage and say, be happy. Your energy needs to feel like it's expansive, like it could feel like a sense of freedom, or you have to have some sort of joy and passion when you're doing your work. And if you don't, it's like clipping your wings, right? Big time. So think of it right now, this time, working with that yellow-green, because I see some blues coming in for you, and think of the blues as like the you could think of it as the wise teacher part of you coming in, or this real period, especially from now to February 2012. I'm seeing this symbolic, like, crown going on your head, and that's my symbol of entitlement or owning entitlement, and it's really filling in your third chakra, which will give you the energy to really say, okay, you know what, what did you love to do when you were younger?
I always look to do a lot of sports and arts-related stuff, dancing. I play a lot of instruments, something that I stopped doing a lot.
Yep. That's exactly a yellow person. The sports was this part thing I forgot to say, too. Sports people, creative, play a lot of instruments. All that's the yellow. What I asked you is because I'm seeing you going into your past, and what would be really important for you right now is to do those things that you love. Make a YouTube of you doing music. Do anything that gives you passion, that gives you excitement. And then what it's going to do, it's going to start to clear you energetically and open up and say, you know what, I can make a career out of this, because we can have our cake and eat it too when we realize that it's all a part of an energetic pattern. And just think of people. Walt Disney had a dream, and he didn't listen to anybody else, and he created Mickey Mouse and had this fantasy land, and he just went for it. He had a lot of yellow green in his energy field, right? Donald Trump has a lot of yellow green in his energy field. So think of this as a period for you right now, and why the making music and even doing YouTube, that kind of deal, is bringing that energy down to the physical 3D world. And so then it's like giving you food for then having you to have passion to say, what else can I do? Where can I bring this out into the world and make money? How can I bring my passion and my love and be able to make money? And think of this is where jobs can get created. 20 years ago, people didn't have life coaches. Now life coaches are very, very popular, and people have whole careers on life coaches. They're on Oprah. They have books. And so if you heard about who's your life coach before, again, 20, 15 years, people would say, I don't know what you're talking about. And so think of that. This is, you're in this feeding process where I go to that creative piece with you, because I just saw all this YouTube around you in creative and creating. It doesn't have to be long. It could be 30 seconds. It could be 10 seconds. It doesn't have to be a long thing. It's about doing the process, the creative process. Then I'm watching you be able to bridge it into how can I take the music and my instrument part and make it into a career. And then you could, I'm watching an opportunity where it could be that somebody owns a business shop, or I'm just watching a huge chain actually that could be very significant for you, and you could get into business sales and also doing what you love. So I'd absolutely do the music part with you, because that's going to open up doors with you, and that play is also going to make it seem like more work. I mean, more play than work. We can do what we love and love what we do. All right.
Well, I did play instrument, but now, I mean, it's been 20 years.
And doesn't matter.
The only thing I do is just exercise.
It doesn't matter. Then do
doesn't
that.
Matter.
Then get into exercise. Whatever you love to do in the past, but make sure music is all around you, because I see all these musical notes. And it's like my cousin's as a musician, and she used to play in bands 20 years ago. Now she's got her PhD and a nurse practitioner. So she does that job, but it's really important for her to do music, to have music, even if she's just playing a couple notes, because it feeds her, right? You do the exercise thing right now. It's the same thing. Make YouTubes of exercise, right? And so make where you have the music going in the background, where you show people just different energy techniques. Do what you've loved in your past, in your history, and, again, including that music piece. And you could even find out that your the music is comes back to you very easily, because there's a big thing with music with you. But I definitely look into the YouTube. If you're doing that exercise, again, start doing easy techniques for you to teach them, because the green-blue part, the blue is the older teacher, meaning the wise teacher, or you're entering in this wise period of your life. And I just heard my cue, and so, Ralu, that means I have to go, and I will good luck there. Happy creating.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Sea vegetables. Seaweeds such as kelp, dulse, and sea palm are rich sources of trace minerals. Seaweeds are alkalinizing and anti-inflammatory. Since most of us don't consume enough, consider adding seaweed to your rice, soups, beans, etc., or munching on seaweed snacks such as sea crunchies, which are toasted sea palm fronds. Raise metabolism and support your thyroid. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Sounds like a groovy plan. We'll take now Shelly. She's calling in from Brookings, South Dakota, and she recently had a nephew pass away not too long ago, and it's very abrupt situation, and she's wondering if you'd like to connect up with him and also help Shelly out. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carrie, for taking my call. You're welcome, Charlene. I'm sorry about your loss.
Yes, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in late May and went in for his first chemo on a Friday and died Sunday.
And oh, wow.
Our family was really taken aback because no one really got to say goodbye, and he was only 25. And I was just hoping you can make a connection with him and see if he had a message for the family.
Yeah. Well, with the first, because I heard Benny taking your call in. Sometimes I could hear it in the background. Where I just heard nephew, I knew that somebody lost their nephew. And the first message I was getting from him, because they could start talking immediately, was he did it his way. It's one of my symbols is Frank Sinatra's song, I Did It My Way. And so I knew that he died fast, abruptly, quick, and that he did it his way in the sense of he knows that it was not easy for you guys. And he didn't plan it. It's not like he, like, consciously in his physical 3D body, planned on going so quickly where you guys didn't have a chance of saying goodbye, but there's a part where he, and as time goes, you know, kind of goes on, where the shock is over, that he's glad he didn't have to go through a lot of chemo and a lot of just a lot of ups and downs and all around. He's being very clear with that. And he has also shown me that he has done more, and he's emphasized in the last 5 years of his life in particular than a lot of people has done in their whole life. And so his last 5 years, he's, like, shown me this accordion. Whenever I see that, and it's like, imagine playing an accordion, I'm seeing all these balls. It's just, like, a lot more activity than many people have done. He has no regrets, is what he's saying, no regrets, no regrets. And he also doesn't want people to have regrets. In particular, he's talking to females, like mother, female, sisters, aunts, those kind of energy of people having, beyond the regrets of not seeing him, it's just, like, when we start going through the thing of, oh, I shouldn't have done this, or I could have done this, or why didn't I tell him this, or, you know, we just go through a review and our thing. So he's just really emphasizing no regrets. He's also playing with a lot of electrical stuff, so expect electrical things starting to flip with him, because a lot of young people, and I notice young men in particular, like to play with electrical stuff to let people know that they're around. He made it, is what he said over on the other side, where he went abruptly, but there was no fear. He shows me he walks, like, over a bridge, and I'm seeing him being met by a grandfather's energy. It seems like a paternal grandfather. Could even be a great-grandfather that he heard about through the history. He also seems like he's got an uncle over there, or he's calling an uncle, and it's not a great uncle, and this is nothing in the future. But I also see that this could be somebody that had a miscarriage that would have been an uncle for him, that he instantly understood who this person was. He also was met up by some peer, but he's making me feel like this person could have gone to high school or in his town that was on his outside circle. And he's also showing me this guy could have gone over with a car accident, and I'm seeing this red truck. And he's also calling out to a Scott or a Scotty. He's not saying the dead person Scott or Scotty, but he's making Scott or Scotty seems to be a very, very significant name. Then all of a sudden I'm seeing a Scotty dog as far as those little Scott dogs, and I'm watching a grandmother's energy come in. So he's given a lot of information for the short time that he's been there, but he's also shown me that he's getting the ropes over there. So when I see them kind of learning how to navigate over there. But his biggest thing is that he's at peace, that he wants no fear, no regrets is what he's saying. And he knows that you guys got the rug get pulled out for you, but he did it his way. He really, as far as He did his life his whole way, because he's just shown me my whole life I did things my way. And so I noticed that he keeps on showing me Frank Sinatra, so I do want to recognize the name Frank Hank. Also, he's shown me the number 777, so pay attention to seeing three more sevens. They like to give the number of smells and birds to let us know that they're around, and seven is one of his signature numbers. All right, Shelley?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, okay? Bye-bye, hon.
Bruce is now waiting for Mukilteo. He is seeing floaters in his eyes lately. He's wondering if a surgery is the answer. Maybe you can read into him. So, Bruce, welcome to the show. Sorry about the delay there.
If there is any.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Been seeing floaters in your eyes lately.
Yeah, it's been a little over a week now.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, have you noticed on and off, though, since end of August, a lot of people are starting to talk about floaters in their eyes, right? And what I'm seeing is that people are, it's not necessarily something that's floaters. Or did you go to the doctors and they didn't really think it was a big deal?
Yeah, I talked to my naturopath, and he said, well, it'll probably go away in about a week, and that was a week ago, so I'm just wondering about it. And then I went online and read about it, and I was seeing, like, little flashes of light at the side of my eyes, and then that was saying, well, then you may have a detached retina, so you need surgery, so I'm just kind of want to get some clarity if you can help me with this.
Right, right. Well, if you're seeing it, well, you know what, I'm seeing two things going on. First of all, when it comes to eyes, and especially, you should get an eye check just in general, because there's more of your head that could be worried with it, and that's just worth a check. And there could be something that I'm watching them putting the numbing stuff in your eyes, but I'm not seeing detached retina, but it does seem like some procedure. But in the biggest thing, I'm also seeing your peripheral vision is starting to open up. And why I asked you about the last couple of months, people, and I said it at the beginning of the show, people are starting to notice, it's like their energetic sight is opening up, their intuitive sight, and so they're starting to notice things. And the first thing that people start talking about is floaters and light in their eyes, or seeing light on the side of their eyes and stuff like that. And so I'm watching that happening too, and I watch this pattern that looks like almost like a fly eye going over somebody's eye, and that's my symbol of, again, opening up a different kind of sight. So you could even starting to know your peripheral, notice your peripheral vision doing something different, like it's kind of zoning in and out, or different things with your sight. So I would definitely get it checked out. I do see it's going to be checked and it's going to be okay, but I do see that they could be giving you drops, too. So it feels like, and I just heard dry eyes, and so they could be finding that you need more moisture in your eyes, and so that's just getting that checked off the list. But then after you get it checked out, I'm seeing that you really are starting to notice more of the of seeing things on the corner of your eyes and the light. And whenever I see those, again, like these fly eye symbols, it's like really opening up to they call it the multidimensional sight, so you start seeing things in a different level. And again, the first way you can notice it is when you're pulling out. It's like when you see cars coming up, it's like you're noticing that you've noticed them different than you have before. It's like a depth thing. But part of that is like when you start looking between things, energy grids, or noticing that everything is energy, or things start looking less solid. There's like a hazy, wavy thing, especially think of when you look at the road and there's heat on the road and there's that hazy wave. That's a sign of opening up again and noticing thing as energy, because everything is energy. And the more that veil becomes thinner, the more people are going to notice light things. They're going to notice change in feelings and sensing things, and also sight things in particular. So, again, I'd get it checked out. And just to check it off your list, and especially when it comes to our eyes. And is this right in your right eye in particular? Because my right eye is feeling like I have pressure on it.
It's both.
Okay.
It's both.
Okay. Well, that when I go into the right eye, feeling the pressure, excuse me. Do you do any kind of energy techniques at all? And do you all of a sudden my back of my neck, the center of it, just started really hurting me, and I'm hearing pain in my neck. So, what's that? It's
physical.
It's energy. I didn't hear what you're saying. I pay attention.
I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I say pay attention to who's a pain of your neck, because part of it energetically, the site has to do with some people that you, because I started talking, I mean, started coughing. People that are around you, Bruce, that you might want to, that are pains in necks, but you can't really talk, and it's like you're looking at them, and you aren't expressing that they could be really pain in your neck. So get your eyes checked. You're going to be fine. You're going to notice your eyes on a different level as far as the intuitive eye, and that's a great thing. You might have to put drops on them, okay? And I heard my, thank you for calling. I heard my cue, and you've listened to the Carol Connor Show. And until next week, may you align with the divine.